Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, Beamer family. It is Motivational Monday, and you're here with Mary Geffro, myself, and Peter No. I hope everybody has started off your day with big smiles and good and is already motivated. Anyway, Peter, you want to say hello real quick?
Good morning, Beamer family. Good morning, Mary. What an amazing day already. It's March the 2nd, so I hope everyone had an amazing leap day. Enjoyed that extra day for yourself. And you know that only happens every 4 years. So you know this is going to be a very, very special year for us all. So I'm going to pass it back to you, Mary.
Well, I like that intention. Well, I'm going to go over some announcements. So Chris and George Veronis, our national directors, in the email today have a wonderful description of FDA classifications. And why are you interested in this? Well, our classification is with the FDA right now, and that's where we're kind of on hold, and they're taking a look at it. Because, as you know, the B-Box, the B-Pad, and the B-Spot are classified as a FDA Class 2 registration. And the B-Body and the B-Light are Class 1. But they're all packaged together. So that's what they're looking at is how we're packaging it. We have, when we receive the classification for Class 2, Beamer had told the FDA, no, we want to stay Class 1. And I don't know, I guess the paperwork at the FDA just didn't get filed. Anyway, one department wasn't talking to the other. But that's where the issue lies right now. So I'm going to go ahead and read what they said about the different classifications. So if a company wants to sell a medical device, it needs to let the FDA know about the device, how much and what type of information must be shared with the FDA. However, it depends on the potential risk to the user. The FDA puts medical devices into three different buckets. Creatively listed as Class 1, which is low risk. Think of bedpans, Band-Aids. Class 2, which is a higher risk. Think of exercise equipment and pregnancy tests. Class 3, which is the highest risk. Think of pacemakers. What classification bucket the medical device falls into will determine the applicable FDA label for the product. From the FDA registered or listed to the FDA cleared and FDA approved, which is to say it is primarily a measure of risk that decides how a device ends up marketed as FDA listed or FDA approved or somewhere in between. So now they've listed a breakdown for us of the different classes, which I'll go ahead and share with you. Class 1 products, 47% of the medical devices fall into this category. Class 1 devices are generally not subject to any pre-market review by the FDA, but they still must be registered with the FDA. These products are sometimes marketed as FDA registered or FDA listed. Now, that's important. These are the labels that we're talking about. So class one is FDA registered or FDA listed. Class two products are a slightly higher percentage of medical devices. They're 43% fall into this category. Oh, slightly smaller.
I saw a text right now. You said if I could bring your treatment. I'm not there. So if I was there, I would.
Mary.
Imagine the review process for Class 2 devices as a giant game of dominoes where every new product needs to match up with one that is already on the table. Then we go to the Class 3 products. Class 3 products are about 10% of the medical devices out there, and they're subject to rigorous review process by the FDA, and they're eventually known as FDA approved. These devices usually sustain or support life, are implanted, or present potential unreasonable risk of the illness or injury. So they have a little link there in the email that can take you a little further. So I hope that helps everybody. Their email today, it is always filled with little nuggets, that email, because they're talking about compliance. To make sure that you visit compliance in the Beamer Library under legal and compliance, to just make sure we're only as strong as our weakest link, so let's make sure that we are all being compliant. The other thing is, remember, there is a pre-convention education workshop on May 7th in Dallas. It's just $59, and they listed the different workshops. So, do we have these workshops, but there's also an exclusive Beamer gift that you get for attending. The different workshops are heart-centered selling, keeping your prospect pipeline full, become a comp plan boss, share the love, the power of customer loyalty, and the other one is here you grow, top tips to successfully onboard your new team members, and then finally, leveraging your leaders, strategies to grow and cultivate impactful leaders. One thing I want to point out here is that maybe you're not interested in a particular subject, but I'll tell you, I'm old, so I've attended many things in my life where I didn't think I was interested, but after attending, I was very happy I did, and it opened my mind to thinking about things differently or even a potential process for my life and implementation. And I say that because one of them is called leveraging your leaders. Well, maybe you're doing Beamer business and you're not really into growing a business. But once you're exposed to some training, it may give you insight and spur you on to thinking that that is actually something you may want to do. Anyway, you can go and register for that in the back office. And then just to tell you also, oh goodness, is the discovery tour that's happening. Make sure that you're signing up for that. And let me tell you, the next one is in April. It's April 4th in Detroit, Michigan. And also in April, Vancouver, BC is having their Discover event. In May, it's in Montreal, Quebec. So then in June, Spokane, Washington has theirs. So all of that information is, of course, for you in the back office. What we have coming up, this is another thing I want to point out to all of you and encourage all of you. When you have an event, whether you're attending a health fair or you're giving a lunch and learn, any type of event that you have going, I encourage you to go into your back office and put that onto the events portal, because that way other people in your area may reach out to another distributor and help you put the event on, or they may just bring people to your event. And remember, the more people that you have there at your event, especially that use the Beamer, the better it is, because it really validates the Beamer. So I'm trying to get my computer to let me scroll. But we have in Alabama, we have a lecture, and now it's not letting me, I'm sorry, my computer's not allowing me to say the date. So on the 3rd, here we go, on the 3rd, in Madison, Alabama, there is a lecture, a health lecture, and it's called Improve Your Quality of Life with Beamer. Another thing, another health lecture going on the 3rd is in Fort Collins, Colorado, and it's called Healthy Happy Hour. And then on the 5th, there's a health lecture in Jacksonville, Florida, and it's Beamer Introductory Meeting in Jacksonville. And then in Seattle, Washington, on the 5th, there's a business seminar. It's a pre-academy presentation. Also on the 5th, in Bloomington, Minnesota, there's a pre-academy guest night. So those are little things coming up our way this week. If you're in the area, support those events. And also on the 7th, we have an informational seminar in Hanover, New Hampshire. So Hanover, New Hampshire, on March 7th, we have a Beamer informational talk. And then we also have a Beamer Saturday in Idaho Falls, Idaho, on the 7th. So there's quite a few things happening. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Peter. He has wonderful motivational stuff to get us to think about.
Thank you so much, Mary, and I hope everyone on this call wrote down all those dates because it is – can you hear me, Mary?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, okay. I hope everybody can hear me, but
you're like far, far away. Can you go closer to your microphone?
Can you hear me now?
Now it's perfect.
Okay, so thank you, everyone. Thank you for all the updates, Mary. And I hope everyone is motivated to see what is going on in our Beamer community today. There's a lot of activities going on. It's here literally. I hope it motivates you to see the action that's going on from the company. And it actually is going towards our topic that I would love to talk about today, which is called accountability. So if you have a pen in handy, pencil in handy, stay there. We'll talk about it for the next few minutes. And what is accountability? What is the definition of accountability? Literally, to me, it's just commitment, okay? Commitment to what you're doing. The first steps, there are steps to really taking accountability, okay? So the first step in accountability is self-honesty. Where are you today? What are you doing today? And why is accountability important? Because somebody has to be accountable for someone. Someone has to be responsible for someone. So if we're working as a group or as a team and you have accountable people around you or accountable people in your environment, just the side effect of that will keep you going, pushing you. It gives you a vision. It gives you something to look forward to. It gives you a different kind of energy to work with because now you're just hanging out with people that are committed and getting things done. So sometimes because we're in a business world, we're in an entrepreneurship world, life is not always that pretty. You know, things go up, things goes down, life happens, family happens, priorities change. Things change all the time. And last week, you know, we were talking about the gym analogy or, you know, being committed to working out in the gym every day to identify your trainers, the trainers are accountable for each other. The workout partners are accountable for each other. So it kind of goes hand in hand in today's topic. Why is it so important with that accountability? So I wrote down 6 steps of accountability, okay? If you want to write this down, it will probably maybe I hope it gets you started. If you don't have an accountability partner, be accountable to yourself. And because we are starting today, March the 2nd, we're already in the 3rd month of the year, and I hope everyone's goals are in line. My goals for the last 2 months, beginning of 2020, has just been checked off every single day and every single week for the last 2 months already. So I'm so excited moving on towards what's going to happen for the year. We have many goals, but how do I reach these goals myself? because I have to be accountable to myself. I'm holding my team accountable for their actions. They're holding themselves accountable. So does everybody get the message now? Accountability is. So the number one step is self-honesty, okay? Evaluate yourself. Where are you today? Where are you in your mindset today? Where are you in your health today? Where are you in your spirituality today? Where are you physically today? Evaluate, because if you don't evaluate self-honestly today where you are, then how would you know where to go? How would you know what to compare to? And sometimes, you know, we don't need to compare, but we do have to gauge where what you're learning, right, and what you're applying, and how do you know what the results are? So you do have to know where you are. So evaluate where you are right now, today, okay? Number two, value others. So value others means who you value, you can ask them to be accountable for you. So you will only work with people or ask people to be accountable for or work with accountable people that you value, that you respect. And this is my favorite line, or this is what I, you know, when somebody asks me, Peter, this business is not working. You know, I'm enrolling people that are not working, or sometimes people that just don't do the things. They're not following the plan. They're not following the duplication model. They're just not doing things. Well, last week I said, you know, we talked about the gym again. Not everybody goes to the gym every day, right? But you don't need everyone to go to the gym every day. You need to find people like you or that are better than you. So really, this is my bread and butter, like going straight to the point. In network marketing or anything that you do in business, you want to find people like you or better than you. What do I mean by that? When I say like you, if you join this business and you're doing this every day and you're talking to people that are just lazy, that don't want to do this, are they like you? No. If you're dealing with people, if you're an honest person and you have values and you know who you are and you're recruiting and talking to people or you want people in your business that you know don't have the ethics like you, that are not just like you, why are you talking to them? Are they like you? No. So, if you know that they're not like you, now you want to sponsor up, I would like to say find people that are better than you. I like to find people that are better than me, okay? Because why? You got to build a team around that. If I want to work out my muscles, I have to build a team that have more muscles than myself. If I want to build a team that, if I want to make more money, then I want to hang out with people that are making more money than myself. So it's what I mean by finding people like you or better than you, okay? That means you value others. So take a reflect on that. Look at your environment. Who are you hanging out with? Who are you doing business with? Who you're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner with. So always evaluate that. And once you start doing that, cut it off. Cut the things that don't serve you anymore and move on. And then the ones that you are getting results with, or you find people, and that takes time, okay? It's part of the natural networking process. You will identify people like you, but the faster you get this in your mindset, the faster you will attract, because the faster that you're accountable, or you're meeting people that are accountable for your success. Number three, this is really important, and I had to personally learn this, to go through this myself and take responsibility. It's called keeping records. Keep records. To be accountable for yourself, you got to keep records. What do I mean by keep records? You know, in our entrepreneur life, sometimes we go on and, you know, we're working 8, 10, 12 hours. We're traveling everywhere. I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I don't keep all the records, meaning what I do, what I spend my money on, receipts or my goal records or my accomplishment records. sometimes now, as you move forward, as you becoming more successful or more, surrounding yourself with successful people, look at what they do. All of them have some kind of a record system, okay? And when I read that, I was like, wow, keeping records. It sounds so simple, but sometimes it's really not. So depending on the lifestyle you have, I've been very bad at it. I had to learn this literally in the last 2 years again on how to just be more, more accountable, okay? Or what's that word? I'm losing my mind today, but just keep more records, okay? Number four, take responsibility, okay? Take responsibility of what? Take responsibility of what you're learning, responsibility of where you are. Take responsibility of what you're saying. Take responsibility of what you're thinking. Just be conscious of what you're taking responsibility, because everything that comes out of your mouth or what you say is created into reality. So if you're not a responsible person, then you cannot be an accountable person. It just doesn't go together, okay? But if you're an accountable person, people will respect and then know that you're responsible, because you take responsibility. You don't take things lightly when you know what you know. And that's called, again, going back to the values. If you value yourself, you're going to value others. If you value others, then you'll value yourself. It's just a yin and yang. It goes hand in hand. So always take responsibility today, okay? Do that little change. And if you haven't, take a look at where your life is and how come sometimes maybe you're not where you're at today, because maybe you haven't taken responsibility from yourself. And if you don't, then you can't take responsibility of others, okay? Number five, do the right thing. One of my mentors, long time ago, this is one of the lines that always stuck with me. He said, Peter, always do the right thing, meaning that always do what you're doing, but pretend that your entire team of 10,000 people, 100,000 people are watching you all the time. Does that make sense? Meaning that just because you're alone, just because no one's watching you, you're not going to do the right thing, because we all have those moments. We all have that opportunity. We all have to reevaluate ourselves. We know the word is called karma, come back. Over here, what is doing the right thing? Doing the right thing in Beamer is really doing the right demo. Do the right behaviors. Talk to, respect people in the community. Don't do anything that you know is wrong. Meaning possibly, some people some people might be sometimes cross-recruiting something or from another sale leaving some information out sometimes that is very that could have made a different decision. So you know what is the right thing, okay? Listen to your gut. You feel it. So in our community, to be accountable, just do the right thing. And I'm not here to preach. I'm not here as your preacher or anything. I just know what comes around does go around in this world, and your business reflects on it. I've been in the industry for over a decade now. I'm still working with the people that I've done business with for over a decade now. We're still in the network. People are still joining me till this day. It's because I believe I've always done the right thing when the time is when I it's just the right thing. There is no right or wrong time from going with you. In business, the definition to me of business is simply helping someone's life to do better. Okay, that's my definition of business. Why are we in business? To help other people to become better. If that is really the goal, and if that's really the model, then you know that when you help others do better, when they become better because of the industry we are in, we will become better. So it's really a reciprocal program in everything we do in life and what we do. And the last thing in the six steps to accountability is act promptly with care. Act promptly, meaning when you to be accountable, just act on. If it's good, go for it. Act on it. You don't have to wait, okay? If it's the right thing, if you're responsible, if you're just keeping records, if you're holding people's value, if you're honest with yourself, if you see a decision, act on it. Don't wait, okay? Meaning that this is not a deal, this is not a sales call, but meaning that if something's good, go with it. Earlier, like every time I have an idea, I jot it down. I act on it, okay, really quick. That's holding me accountable. If I have a decision to make, we act on it. Beamer, they're having a decision to make right now, so they're holding themselves accountable, so they're acting on it. So why is today's topic so important, really, too, is because what Beamer is doing to hold themselves accountable today. Maybe they made a mistake, or maybe something was overlooked, okay, in the last couple of years. But now, once the Beamer identified it, now they have to act on it very quickly, and we have to resolve this very quickly. Now, what is the company doing? They're evaluating themselves. They're making sure they're taking responsibility. They're making sure they're doing the right thing, and they got to act promptly with care. And now Beamer is showing us that they're accountable for their actions. So we in the field, we are now taking accountability of ourselves, right? Fired you, if it motivated you, I challenge everyone today on this call, go find yourself an amazing accountability partner or partners like you or better than you, okay? And Mary, I will pass it back to you. Thank you, everyone, for this beautiful Monday, Motivation Monday. And if we want, we can open up the lines. If anybody would like to add something, have something to an input, or just love to hear your voice. Mary, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Okay, well, we do have one caller that is wanting to join us, so I'm going to bring on area code 301. 301, you're now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good afternoon. I hope you guys can hear me because you're coming through pretty crackly on my line. But I was, like, maybe, this is Lynn from Virginia. I was a few minutes late, and you were reading something. Was that from Beamer's website? Where did you, about the FDA and FDA 3?
Our national directors, Chris and George Veronis, they send out a weekly email on Mondays, and it's in today's email that you received.
Okay, got it. Okay.
That helps. So, do you have an accountability partner?
I used to have a team of five, but, you know, I was listening when we were talking about, you know, take responsibility and keeping records and that, valuing others. I mean, it's like check, check, and check, but, you know, there's so many people. I mean, I started back in 2016, and there are so many of us that are shy and timid, and we don't want to bother people, you know. And one thing I would always say to them was, you're gifting them something, you know. Tom Keener is above me. He would say, you're blessing them. And I truly believe that that's what Beamer does. So I think from that perspective, being an accountability partner, you know, don't give up on other people. Like, let them be them, but still look at the fact of what you're sharing. You're not really selling, you're just sharing. And then I guess George Veronis would probably say it, but you got to learn how to close, you know. So
beautiful. Thank you. I'm very glad that you said that.
And I would like to add on to that. As you grow through your business, yes, there will always, you know, you're not want to chase, you're not want to, you know, sell, or you don't want to push on people. Again, it's a process. But when you know yourself, when you know who you're looking for, we're just trying to change the mindset so who you can attract so you can always become better. You can do it in a day. You can do it in a week. You can do it in a month. You can do it in a year, depending how fast you adapt or change that mindset or that expectation. And that becomes the accountability for yourself. So I hope everybody gets that, okay? in your mind, you can change things every day very fast. But if you keep on doing the same thing or thinking the same way, then you're going to get the same results. So I'll leave it at that.
Yes. Well, and I want to reiterate that I, too, was a bit timid. And, you know, oh, gosh, I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to come across, you know, pushy, all these negatives of what I didn't want to do. And over the years, what's truly gotten me out of my own psyche and thinking about all of those things is someone reached out to me. And I think Greg Peterson said it perfectly. I know CPR, and if I walk past someone that is on the ground having a heart attack, it is my responsibility to help them because I know CPR. So if we all get in our mindset, the true fact that we know about something that is a pure gift to many people, and that brings me out of my own comfort zone and pushes myself to actually say something to somebody. Now, in the old days, I threw up a fire hose of information on people at the beginning, but we have the beautiful sales tools that are a nice, gentle introduction to Beamer without overwhelming them and chasing them away before we really, you know, get them to understand what the Beamer is. So changing that mindset, it's my responsibility. And like I say, over the last 6 years, I have heard countless people crying, saying, oh, my gosh, if I did know about Beamer a year before I did, so-and-so in their life would have a totally different health experience and may even still be alive. So those are my motivating factors to get me to open my mouth and share Beamer. And every time I share Beamer and maybe stumble, or we all get better as we do. We don't get better just thinking about it. Take that action. So I hope that helps. Well, I don't have anybody else calling in to give us their words of wisdom. I hope that our audience received a lot of encouragement and some insight into what is accountability, and that they go either get an accountability partner for themselves or they become somebody's accountability partner. I have myself, someone that was in my downline, they needed that without realizing they needed that. And I said, hey, I'll be your accountability partner. And we set up how I could best help her in that area. So be somebody else's accountability partner as well. Peter, you have anything else to add?
I do not, but for next week, I found a perfect topic. And because of this today, next week we will be talking about how to pique people's interest, what to say and how to say to the Beamer. So I'd love to talk about that next week to motivate you.
Beautiful. So everybody have an awesome week. Let's put our positive energy out there that the FDA classification situation will be resolved this week and we can get back to business as usual. Have a beautiful week. And Peter, thank you so much for your words of wisdom this morning.
Thank you so much, Mary. And thank you, Beamer community. And have an amazing week this week. Make it productive and go build. Thank you all.
Bye, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.